morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. We're coming to you live this morning, so if you are listening with us live, feel free to call in with questions. You can call in at 877-497-1815. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today, we'll be talking about taking your boat into New York Harbor and how cruisers can explore the city as a whole. My guest is John Colasabetta, New York City Harbor Host, and John was also one of our finalists for Harbor Host of the Year for 2014. So before we jump into it with John, I'd like to take a minute, as I always do, to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. So as always, we encourage you to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. John, thank you for being my guest today. Welcome to Great Loop Radio.
Good morning, Kim. Glad to be here.
So you are from New York City. That's your hometown and your home harbor. And let's just start by kind of talking about the experience of taking your own boat into New York Harbor, that moment when you see the Statue of Liberty. So many loopers talk about that as one of the highlights of the Great Loop. So tell me a little bit about that. What do you hear from boaters and what do you see yourself when you do that?
Well, being a lifelong Staten Islander and New York resident, it's hard for me to imagine, you know, the emotion that visitors to the city and to this, to the harbor, must feel. But as you said, talking to so many of loopers who have come through Great Kills Yacht Club or spoken through in a number of times, they're just awed by the concept of doing it. And you know, some of them have kind of mitigated the that experience with their own boat a little bit by taking advantage of the famed Staten Island Ferry. You know, when they stop here, they ride across the ferry and see what they're going to experience coming into the harbor and kind of got a heads up on what to do about things. But, you know, they're all almost to the last one. They just say, this is what I want to do. I want to see that picture of me holding the Burgee in front of the Statue of Liberty, and you know, and again, you know, the bit of our ground zero and the everything that we experienced in the past 14 years after 9/11.
Right. Well, and you're right. It is a very kind of iconic looper photo to have that picture of you on your boat in front of the Statue of Liberty, and so many people send that photo to us and talk about that experience. I even had someone not too long ago tell me that they arrived there without a buddy boat to take that photo for them. And he actually convinced his girlfriend to jump into the water there in New York Harbor to take that photo, which, as I said,
bad
it's just
idea.
Something loopers want to have.
Bad idea.
I completely agree. We certainly would not recommend that you jump into the water there in the harbor. Obviously, a lot of commercial traffic.
Even launching the dink is not an easy experience.
Right.
Yeah, where you're going to do it. Right.
Well, and let's talk about that actually a little bit. Let's talk about, as you're entering the harbor, let's talk a little bit about the navigation hazards, things to look for. From your experience in boating New York Harbor, what should someone who's not familiar with the area and possibly is not yet familiar with boating with so much commercial traffic around, any tips or tricks for people who are headed to that area?
Well, once you come under the Verrazano Bridge or any way into the from the Ambrose Channel down, however you're doing it, and come under the bridge straight through to the statue and whatever, there are relatively no navigational situations that you're going to encounter which present any danger. I mean, the water there is 40, 50, 60 foot deep. There's no need to follow the large boat channel. In fact, I advise most people to stay outside of the channel markers, you know, as a means of safety. And you've got all kinds of water going at it. Debris in past years has always been a concern. It's a little bit lesser now. As you know, there's been a pretty good cleanup in the harbor, but when you do see something floating, you know, it's not like a deadhead on a, you know, on a river someplace, but they're huge logs that are huge pieces of wood that you want to keep a lookout for. The other vessels that are going to give you grief, tugboats, obviously, and the fast ferries as you get closer and closer to the Manhattan side by the statue. Now you've got all manner of boats crossing the Hudson, crossing the channel. And while it's always nice to think, well, I've got the right of way, you know, that's been, you know, that's been on many, many gravestones, you know, that I've looked at. We had the right of way. So a sharp eye, a sharp lookout. Don't push. We've had, we were talking before, we've had a number of boats already who've, loopers have come through. We've had a couple of very foggy days, and wisely and prudently, they stayed here for a bit until that fog cleared up. You don't want to go across the harbor in bad weather. That's about a thing. Any kind of, be prudent in your approach to it, and you're going to be well served.
Okay, well, that's always good advice for boating. You are a member of the Great Kills Yacht Club. And you have been very generous in arranging for loopers to be able to tie up there, which is one of the many reasons you were nominated as a Harbor Host of the Year last year. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Great Kills Yacht Club in Great Kills Harbor. And let's start with the harbor itself first.
Mm-hmm.
Those of the loopers who chose to visit will find Great Kills Harbor is a very safe, it's a large harbor, there are a large number of moorings, large number of anchorages, safe anchorages in 20, 25 feet of water. Those who choose or prefer anchoring, you know, can always use our dinghy dock for $10 a day, which includes access to our clubhouse, showers, and a walking distance to several restaurants within here, as well as easy access by bus or train and ferry to Manhattan. So, you know, that's the inexpensive way of doing things. Those who would like to tie up and have power for the, you know, for the course of the day and somebody to wind over, many who want to provision, I've always been available to take people to supermarkets and or whatever, and to possibly advise as to the things they may want to see, things they may want to do in the city and further up the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing it for a while. We're not a commercial establishment. I do it, our members do it, and, you know, and the idea of fraternity of boating for the most part, to help people along the way. And I myself, you know, I keep doing the loop vicariously again through all of the loopers who come through. It's been 2003 when I 2004 when I completed it, but, you know, so it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you've already had a few loopers come through this year, and you mentioned anchoring in the dinghy dock. Are there options at Great Kills or even other marinas around for people who want to actually tie up for the night?
Oh, certainly. At Great Kills Yacht Club, yes. You know, you can come, you can contact me, and I have to stress that to anybody who's listening because, as I previously said, we're not a commercial establishment. We've had people call the club number itself, and that phone is picked up by anyone who happens to be in a bar at that time where the phone is located, and it may or may not get to me. The message may not, but I encourage anyone to email me at gb42780@aol.com, which, you know, I'm listed at, and we can talk our way through. The rate that we charge is $2 a foot and $10 a day for the electric. And I will, for the most part, during this time of the year, until we get to the end of June, the beginning of July, we always have space available to all of us until all of our boats get in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, and that's,
you know, there is easy. Once you're there, you're tied up with electric and whatever. whether you need to provision, whether you just want to walk to any of the restaurants nearby, whether you take an express bus to Manhattan. I'm there to guide you through all of that stuff.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And that's a great rate that you can get for AGLCA members, particularly for the New York City area, as we know is one of the more expensive places in general to tie up. And I know Great Kills is your home port, but are there any other marinas that you would tell loopers to check out, or any other anchorages? I know there's an anchorage, of course, behind the Statue of Liberty. Any other spots that you might recommend people to visit or tie up on the water itself?
Other than the harbor, I am not one to encourage people to anchor either behind the statue or anywhere pretty much in New York Harbor. It's just not going to be a comfortable place. I mean, there's never a time when there is not traffic. You're always subject to certain types of things. So anchoring in New York Harbor itself is one I'm going to pass on. I'm not going to want to make that recommendation to anyone.
Fair enough.
It's safe if you want to do that, and that's an easy place. Further up the Hudson, there are spots that you can anchor, and those are all listed in detail in Skipper Bob and all of the places that that our guys are using as reference guides.
Okay. I would like to get into some advice that you have on how to get around once you have arrived in the New York City area, and some of your favorite sites to see. Before we start that, I do want to take a brief pause and play a message from one of our sponsors. We will be right back.
AGLCA Admiral-sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
Welcome back. We are coming to you live this morning with our guest, John Colasabetta, our harbor host for New York City. If you do have any questions, you can call in at 877-497-1815. Now, New York City is one of those places, John. There are a lot of places along the loop that arriving by boat could be a slight disadvantage because you don't have a car to get around to see the sights. New York is not one of those places. A car is probably not the recommended way to get around New York and see what there is to see. So as a lifelong New Yorker, give us your thoughts on once you've arrived, once you've tied up to a dock or dinghied in, what should you do next to really experience New York City?
Okay. One of the more common things that I have experienced people doing, loopers who've tied up with us anyway, especially if they've got a few days that allocated for them to spend in New York, is that they're looking for one of the tour buses, types of things. And there are any number of them. You go online and you Google the tour buses, the sightseeing things to go on. It is one way of getting the overview before you decide where you want to spend some more of your time. Obviously, the bigger attractions, Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, Ground Zero, those are spots that are immediately convenient to people coming from either Staten Island, or if they tie at one of the other Jersey marinas along the way across from there, or from Half Moon Bay, which is a sponsor well up, up the Hudson. He's about 40 miles up there. Getting into the city becomes relatively simple and really becomes a matter of choice. Everybody wants to see Times Square. If you get in on a Wednesday, those who want to catch a show, Wednesday is matinee day in New York City. You don't need advance reservations for to see a show. Getting to Times Square, there's a ticket center that you can turn around and go in and get tickets to pretty much any show that you want that are going to be available for the day. It really comes down, Kim, to each individual's wants. You know, what they feel is important. Again, I don't think many miss seeing Ellis Island or the statue, taking the tour to boat from Lower Manhattan, or from spending a day in Ground Zero, and again, being humbled by that experience. That's one that I don't think most people should miss. It's something that's going to stick with them for a long time.
And that's, of course, one of the newer things that are open to tourists in New York City. The memorial, I don't recall exactly when it opened, but it hasn't been all too long.
Right.
It's probably something that most people have not seen. So as a New Yorker and as an American, and as we approach Memorial Day weekend, obviously you've been to the memorial there. Tell us a little bit more about that. What is that experience like?
Well, as a true New Yorker, I haven't been to the museum place yet. They say most New Yorkers haven't seen the Statue of Liberty.
Very true.
So I haven't been to the museum area, but just being to the wall, to the waters, to the areas there, you just kind of get that sense of being overwhelmed by what took place down there. And again, like us New Yorkers who were watching the flames, not just on television, but you know, watching the smoke and watching everything that was going on, it just keeps bringing it back a little. But we want to focus on the going forward. Let's continue on that. It is something to remember and to know what went on there. But it also, with the new World Trade Center building built, is saying how we've come forward and we've come through, like all New York, like all Americans, we've come through with flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
Thing I also want to mention, in a couple of years, and Loop has come through on the Staten Island side, what has begun construction on, just adjacent to the ferry terminal, is one of those huge wheels, as in London and Las Vegas, where it take maybe an hour to go around, a 600-foot high glorified Ferris wheel, which will provide a tremendous tourist attraction and tremendous views of the entire harbor and the city, and an outlet mall of high-end outlet malls. So it's expected to draw, millions of people a year to that area on Staten Island, and people who come through and decide to stop in years forward. It's a shorter way there from Great Kills, and you'll be able to take advantage of that sightseeing attraction as well.
Right. Well, that's good to know. I wasn't aware of that. With it being Memorial Day weekend, are there any special activities happening in New York City for loopers that are actually on their way there right now or there, have already arrived? What's going on for Memorial Day there?
Well, there's Fleet Week in New York is always in the Memorial Day weekend. There are a number of ships that came in on Wednesday, I believe, yeah, and they'll be here through the weekend. If you watch television, you start watching shows around like the Today Show or that, all of a sudden you see sailors in abundance in the audience, and there is a great deal going on. New York is home to the Intrepid, of course. That's another sightseeing attraction that that you can go to, which also includes the space shuttle that has been one of the space shuttles that has been taken out of action and is in New York City. And there are a number of things that go on during Fleet Week to celebrate and give thanks to the armed forces.
And I actually grew up in the New York metro area on the Jersey side, though. Went to college in that area, and Fleet Week is a great time to be in New York City. There is a lot going on, lots of activity. Many loopers are on their way there and may not quite reach there this weekend, but I know, John, you're looking forward to them arriving and helping them out, as you always do, with what they might need when they get into town. Any other thoughts or things that you'd like to add about your hometown before we wrap up?
No, I think the experience has been great for me. It's been great for our members to see so many loopers coming through, to share our stories, to swap horror stories, and share whatever information we can, as I say, in terms of going forward, whether they want info on continuing on up the Hudson, to what they may want to do. But other than that, I think that's about it, Kim.
Well, thank you. And John not only is a great resource for New York City, but for those loopers who maybe have not taken full advantage of the Harbor Host program, he's kind of a great spokesperson for that program, because he really thoroughly enjoys meeting with the loopers as they come through, but also really is there as a resource. As you mentioned, you take people to the grocery store, whatever else they may need. And in a city like New York, it's very nice to have an insider who can tell you how to get around, but also can get that great deal for you to tie up there at Great Kills. So, John, we thank you very much for all that you do with the loopers. Go ahead.
As a, you know, as a charter member of this organization since 1999, I kind of still relish doing this stuff, Kim. So anybody who wants to give me a holler.
We appreciate that. All of our long-term members, we couldn't continue to do this without the long-term members who continue to give back and to share their knowledge with the newer members. So thank you again for that. Can you give your email address one more time for members who want to get in touch with you for the to be able to get into Great Kills Yacht Club there?
Okay. It's GB Golf Bravo 42780@AOL.com.
And that can also be found on our website for members. You can find him in the directory or even in the discussion forum. Is a great way to reach out to John as well, and his email address is published for you there as well. Of course, the association website, if you're looking for more information, is greatloop.org. We will be back again next Friday at 10 a.m. with another new episode. John, again, thank you for joining us. Until next week, happy cruising.
Take care, Kim.